This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The scary sound.
Scary music.
Scary stuff. Real life scary stuff. If you've ever seen Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, even the film Psycho, the scary main characters, the scary villains, were all based on a real-life serial killer named Ed Gein. Holding down here on line five, the host of Shock Docs on Discovery Plus, filmmaker Steve Shippey. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good morning, and welcome to the radio show. So I'm reading here in your biography that you're from Saginaw, Michigan.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up in Grand Rapids across the state.
Okay. Yeah, been there many times.
But it says here that you lived in the creepy house on the corner.
Yeah, definitely. I did grow up in a house that was significantly haunted.
And so this fascination that you have with kind of the dark side, if you will, is born of a real-life experience for you, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had some pretty prolific things happening, I guess, in the supernatural realm and the house that we grew up in, and that's kind of what, I guess, you know, was the catalyst for getting involved in this.
Okay, I got it. So now you're producing a series of these documentaries, Shock Docs?
Yes, yeah. The one that we're currently working on right now that we just released is Ed Gein, The Real Psycho.
Wow. Now, Ed Gein, if I remember the story right, because I didn't... wasn't he in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Plainfield, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Fun fact that I've done the radio show here for 25 years, and we have a listener whose parents were Ed Gein's neighbors and have actually eaten at his house.
Oh, my God.
I swear to you, this is true. It made the hair on my arm stand up when we were talking to this guy. Lord.
Man, I wish I could hear that phone call.
Holy cow. Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah, extremely.
Extremely crazy. So Ed Gein was the serial killer who was the basis for all of these semi, you know, fictitious characters who were, you know, the darkest of the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from Norman Bates' character in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and many more.
So this documentary is streaming right now on Discovery Plus. It dropped on Friday, I think, right?
Yeah, it's available for streaming now, yes.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about the Ed Gein story. How does it come to light? How many victims did he have? How did they catch the guy, et cetera?
Sure. So he was, it's a rather interesting story, to say the least. He was known for digging up graves. He had exhumed over 10 different bodies in local cemeteries.
Wow.
He murdered two women that they can prove. It's speculated that there could even be more than that. There's also a lot of rumor and some evidence to suggest he may have actually killed his brother as well, which if he did, that would be his first victim. He would take pieces of the corpses to make a skin suit, literally created a skin suit that he would dress up in from his victims.
Oh,
he would
my
use
God.
Human skulls as bowls by cutting the tops off, bones as silverware, and a lot of other very grotesque and bizarre things.
And this is a real person really doing these horrible things.
Yeah, I mean, this one individual, this one man, was enough to spawn off literally a dozen mainstream horror film characters.
Wow. You know, we kind of have a saying around here because we've done this for a long time. Just when you think people can't be any more vacant and any more evil, then comes along somebody else that proves you wrong.
And yes, unfortunately, that seems to be the case.
Wow.
And you know, one thing I often think about too, right, is you look at some of these most prolific characters like Gein or you know, the laundry list of others, but what about the ones that were never caught? You know, maybe some of the most prolific, horrible serial killers in the world haven't even been discovered.
Are clever. Right. That's actually very terrifying to think about. The next time you run out of gas or you get a flat tire Holy crap. In doing the research for this, were you able to, did you, where you guys obviously must have gone back to Plainfield, Wisconsin and interviewed people that had lived there then or relatives of people that lived there then. What was the take on Ed Gein, like on a daily basis? Was he a normal, seemingly normal person, or did he keep to himself? They always say, oh, he had cats. He was a great guy. You know?
Well, you know, they described him, a lot of people described him pretty much the same way. I mean, he was a rather small man, very short, kind of quiet, but, you know, very nice. He made a living doing oddball jobs, handyman work. And get this, going through some of the reports and interviews, he even would babysit for people on occasion.
Lord! This is the thing when you realize how close you came. You know, when you're looking over your shoulder at stuff like that, and just it could have been on any given day, that's you.
Just, yeah, I mean, and
oh my
he
God.
Was such a bizarre character. One thing that was kind of fascinating to me is that when one of his victims went missing, Mary Hogan, you know, the town would often bring her up, you know, what happened to Mary. And he used to sit there and say, oh, she ain't missing. She's hanging out at my place.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, wow. And so in hindsight, you have to wonder, was it a macabre sense of humor, or was he just matter-of-factly saying it and nobody was taking him seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if he's small of stature, and it wouldn't lead you to believe that he would be capable of stuff like that.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of scary. Fun fact, I think my friend Jay Gates is actually in this documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know Jay? He played a police officer, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to meet him, but I know that all the recreation was all filmed in Virginia. In fact,
yeah.
Our executive producer, Katie Berry, is from Virginia.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So to a larger discussion here, you grew up in a haunted house, and that led you into, like, paranormal, macabre-type investigations. Does this rank amongst the worst that you've had to take on?
You know, I would say it probably was. I mean, I've produced 10 documentaries in this space on my own that are all available on Amazon Prime. I've done that for 20 plus years, been to a lot of places, done a lot of things. But honestly, what we dealt with out there, and of course who Gein was and all things considered, this would definitely be one of the more gruesome cases that you just will never forget.
It's terrifying, and yet, you know, as human beings, by the way, we're speaking with Steve Shippey, who's Ed Gein documentary on Shock Docs, dropped on the Discovery Plus on Friday. As human beings, we're fascinated with this stuff in a kind of a weird sort of way, just maybe because we can't believe that people would do it, or even out of a sense of self-defense, like, I need to learn all I can about these horrible people so I can recognize them in the real world.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, 100%. I mean, I think as human beings, we're, you know, fascinated with trying to understand the incomprehensible.
Yes.
Why did this happen? How could this happen? What would make a person become this way? And who should I be looking out for?
Exactly. Comes in all shapes and sizes. Listen, Steve, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes this morning. It's Steve Shippey, Shock Docs, Ed Gein, The Real Psycho, and you can find it on Discovery Plus. Streaming at your leisure. I would do it in the daytime. I don't know why. I feel better when the lights are on. It's just me. Steve, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for having me.